This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Matt Bloom. Governor Jared Polis is calling on Congress to suspend the federal gas tax for the rest of the year. That amounts to about 18 cents on a gallon of gas. The Russian invasion of Ukraine, inflation, and supply shortages have helped push prices at the pump to nearly $4 a gallon in recent days. A gas tax holiday bill has been introduced in Congress, but it faces opposition from both Republicans and Democrats. The chair of the Southern Ute Indian Tribal Council testified to Congress today on the importance of ensuring tribes have equal footing with government interests when it comes to management decisions on federal land. When it came time for lawmakers on the House Natural Resources Committee to question Melvin Baker, many Republicans focused on fossil fuel extraction on tribal lands.
We are very advanced in the oil and gas, but of course we do cater to Mother Nature, the land, all that, and we have to do things respectfully. Some of our rules and regulations surpass even federal governments.
Congress is grappling with how to combat higher oil prices. Prices are expected to rise even more after the Biden administration banned Russian energy imports. A small airplane crashed on the median of E-470, just south of Centennial between Peoria Street and Jamaica Road. According to South Metro Fire Rescue, the two occupants are safe and being evaluated for minor injuries. In Denver and Boulder today, mostly sunny with highs around 40, slightly colder in Colorado Springs. Snow is in the forecast for the Front Range tomorrow. This is CPR and KRCC.